At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Let's take a minute here, a few minutes here, and talk a little NFL draft. It is that time of year. We're getting ready, and 32 teams getting ready to try to make their teams better this offseason. Joining me right now to talk some NFL draft, he does a great job covering it, NFL draft analyst and publisher of draftanalyst.com, Tony Pauline. You can get him on Twitter, at Tony Pauline, joining me right now on the show. Tony, how are you?
I'm okay. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to have you on the show. So let's start with this quarterback class. And I guess, Tony, if I'm putting the number out there at quarterbacks in the first round, and I'm going to put the number at 4.5, do you go over or under?
I'm going to go over. I think what's going to happen is eventually some team, not so much late in first round, but early in the second round, could jump up to make sure that they get the fifth quarterback on my board, Lamar Jackson. So I think Josh Rosen, Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, and Baker Mayfield are a given. But, you know, the way quarterbacks are drafted or overdrafted, and really the way the talent at the quarterback position falls off, I think somehow Lamar Jackson is going to slide into the late part of round one.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Lamar Jackson is I think Lamar Jackson's got a real shot to be a playmaker in the NFL. I'm curious, you know, I'm here in Houston, so we got six games of Deshaun Watson this year. Is there any? How much do you think watching Deshaun Watson and the way he succeeded with the playbook Bill O'Brien put together for him? How much does that affect how teams are looking at quarterbacks this year, especially quarterbacks like Mayfield and Lamar Jackson?
Well, I think the position generally is usually overrated, and teams are overdraft quarterbacks because, you know, the demand outstrips the supply. You know, you make a good point. I mean, it comes down to proper coaching. You take these talented guys who play in a college system, a wide-open college system with limited reads, and then you throw them into an NFL offense. They have to be coached properly, especially a guy like Deshaun Watson or this year Lamar Jackson. So, you know, drafting them is one thing. Everything looks great on paper in April. Coaching them and getting the best out of them is something altogether different. And I think it's critical with Lamar Jackson that he gets proper coaching at the next level.
Along those lines, Tony, the putting Jackson aside for a second, the top four names you talked about, which I think are the four names that everybody, I think most draft pundits have those four names in some, you know, in varied orders of Darnold, Rosen, Allen, and Mayfield. As you kind of mock this thing and put it together, how much of your order that they wind up going in has to do with just the sheer talent level, and how much of it has to do with specific fit, maybe with a system or with an offensive coordinator?
You know, you got to find some sort of happy medium. It's not just it fit with the offensive coordinator; it's fit with the general manager and the team itself. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I think the New York Giants at number two, if he's available, take Josh Allen. Because, really, Josh Allen needs two things. He needs time, And he needs a good quarterback coach. And that's what the New York Giants have with Eli Manning and Pat Shurmur. You know, it's not a situation where if the Cleveland Browns take him number one, they're going to want him to play right away, and you could ruin his career. But I think a Josh Allen, a situation with the New York Giants, that's perfect for him. You know, Josh Rosen's a different sort of beast altogether. He's probably the most NFL-ready quarterback of this class. He's the prettiest passer. He's the most accurate passer. He's got some medical issues. He's got a personality that rubs people the wrong way. You know, I don't think he's a good fit, say, for the New York Jets and Todd Bowles, but he may be a good fit in John Elway. So you've got to find a happy medium at the quarterback position between the talent and the fit with the organization as a whole.
Who do you have as the best overall prospect in this draft?
Saquon Barkley, no doubt about it. I mean, he is a tremendous running back. He is a game-changing running back. He's a versatile three-down player at the position. He's effective running on the inside. He's got the speed and ability to turn the perimeter and run to daylight. He's an exceptional pass catcher of the backfield. And, oh, yeah, he's a good return specialist. I don't know that you're going to use him as a return specialist, but you know, if it's late in the game and your team's down by 5 points, you need a big return, you may just stick him back there. So I think when you look at the talent, you look at the versatility, you look at the ability to play three downs, Saquon Barkley checks all the boxes.
So, and we're talking to Tony Pauline, draftanalyst.com, talking some NFL draft. Along those lines, you know, we know Cleveland has just this plethora of picks. They've got the first pick. They've got the fourth pick in the draft from the Deshaun Watson trade last year. They've got the Texans' second-round pick from the Brock Osweiler trade. Cleveland is swimming in picks right now. Not so much the overall draft strategy, but especially near the top, Tony, with those first two picks, with the first and the fourth pick. And with free agency available, too, the Browns have like $100 million in cap space to go deploy. What would your strategy be right now if you were John Dorsey?
My strategy would be to take the best player available because, you know, you win with great players. When you fill needs, what happens is you get a bunch of mediocre players to fill needs rather than having a bunch of great players. And I think when you look at the Browns over the past 5 years, you know, they've got some very good players on defense. I don't know that they've got any great players. You know, the great player, Joe Thomas, is probably on his last legs. So I think what you have to do is you just got to keep taking the best player available. You know, the best player available at four very well could be a quarterback if they take mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley with the first pick of the draft. So you come out of that draft, out of those top four picks, you know, with a potential franchise running back and with your quarterback of the future, you're doing pretty well.
Yeah, and I guess, and maybe it's, you know, this is Dorsey's first draft with the Browns, so it's not the regime that had made the trades the previous 2 years. I'm just kidding. When I think of Cleveland, and I think of the fan base in Cleveland, Tony, I wonder how much pressure there is for them to go get that quarterback with one of those first two picks, given the fact that they traded out of Carson Wentz and they traded out of Deshaun Watson the last 2 years.
Well, the thing is this, is, you know, John Dorsey has a scouting background. He's not a capologist who is made general manager and is going to be making draft picks. The guy's been a scout all of his life. That's number one. You know, the Carson Wentz trade and the Deshaun Watson trade are hindsight because when they made those trades, especially for Carson Wentz, everybody was applauding them. Mm-hmm. Everyone thought it was a great trade. They got all these selections. They were going to be able to fill all these holes. And then the final question is Carson Wentz the same quarterback in Cleveland under Hugh Jackson as he's been in Philadelphia under Peterson? I don't think so. So, you know, hindsight in the NFL draft is very easy. I think Dorsey basically has a clean slate. Yeah, they want the quarterback, but how many times have they drafted quarterbacks early in the past, or at least in the first round in the past, that have blown up in their face? I think you build great football teams by getting great football players, not just by filling holes.
Tony Pauline, draftanalyst.com, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Tony, I'm asking this somewhat selfishly because I'm a Notre Dame guy, but when was the last time you saw an interior offensive lineman rated as high? You've got him fifth on your board, if I'm looking at this correctly, rated as high as Quentin Nelson.
Never that high. I mean, if you remember a couple of years ago, the kid from Colorado, I forget it, I mean, it was so long ago, the kid from Colorado went in the, I think it was the 11th, 12th pick of the draft and then threatened to beat Mel Kiper up because Kiper kept calling him a reach. I'm taking me a few minutes. I'm sure I could look it up, but the name escapes me now. Yeah, I mean, it's been a while, but you know, a couple of things lend to that. Number one, there's no dominant tackle. Number two, this guy has been good for 3 years. I mean, he is a dominant force for 3 years. He's not just a physical mauler. He really gets it between the ears. So you can play him in a variety of systems. I think the only thing you really can't do is use him in motion, ask him to pull across the line of scrimmage and block in motion. He's not very good at that. But, I mean, everything else, you look at him, he looks like a day one starter. He looks like a guy that's going to be there for 15 years, multiple all-pro performances. Really, I mean, you can make the case that he has the least amount of downside risk of any prospect in this draft. One of the most NFL-ready, one of the safer picks. I mean, basically, so what that he plays guard? With the hard salary cap for rookies, you know, you can throw that all out, the fact that, you know, you don't take a guard early, you don't take a safety early, you don't take a running back early, because you're not going to be giving away $70 million contracts like they did to Jamarcus Russell and lose all that money. So you can take a risk like that. I just think when you have a player as outstanding as Quentin Nelson, with so much upside and so little downside, you know, it's a no-brainer. You got to throw the old traditional thought process out the window.
He's a guard with viral videos out there. That's about the best compliment I can give him. Him body slamming that poor kid from LSU in the bowl game is one of the most it's one of the most brutal things I've ever seen. Tony Pauline joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Tony, what are the strong position groups in this draft? What are the deepest position groups in this draft?
Well, we'll go back to running back. I mean, you got Saquon Barkley at the top of the draft. Then when you get late part of round one, you're looking at guys like Darius Geis of LSU, Sonny Michel of Georgia, Kerryon Johnson of Auburn, Sonny Michel's teammate Nick Chubb of Georgia, Ronald Jones of USC. I mean, all those guys are top 45 type guys. So I think that is a really strong position. I think the top of the quarterback class, obviously, is a strong position. I happen to like the guard class. Ironically, we're talking about Quentin Nelson, but guys like Isaiah Wynn of Georgia, William Hernandez of UTEP, those guys are all top 40 selections. You got some good players later on, like Austin Corbett of Nevada, who's going to be a second-day pick. You got some depth at the guard position as well. And I think overall it's a very good defensive line class. It's a good defensive tackle class. It's a good defensive end class. Bradley Chubb, Sam Hubbard, Harold Landry, who's a good pass rusher, Marcus Davenport of UT San Antonio, who's also a good pass rusher. So I think your defensive line, your guard spot, your running back spot are all solid positions.
Last one before I let you go, Tony. The Indianapolis Colts are picking third. How intrigued are you by what the Colts might do? And I ask that because we know Andrew Luck's shoulder is a big mystery right now. What do you think the percentage chances are that the Colts could drop a bomb early in the draft and go with one of those quarterbacks?
I'd be shocked. I mean, I reported from the Senior Bowl that the word is they're looking to trade down because they need a lot of players, especially in that defensive back seven. And, you know, I mean, Jacoby Brissett really didn't do that horrible of a job for a guy who was just traded for in the season and thrown to the wolves. I liked Jacoby Brissett when he came into the league, so I think they may have something there. But I just think they need a lot of players. I don't think they would take a quarterback at three. I think the bomb may be that they could trade down with the Buffalo Bills, who've got two picks, 20 and 21, I believe, and then the Bills move up to number three to get in front of the Jets, in front of a couple other teams to grab a quarterback, and then the Colts start to build an arsenal of picks to load up on the back seven defensive players and some offensive linemen.
Interesting. Should be a lot of fun. It's not that far off the NFL draft. It'll be here before we know it. Combine coming up in a couple of weeks. Tony Pauline, you can get his work at draftanalyst.com, and you can get him on Twitter at Tony Pauline, Pauline. Hey, Tony, appreciate you making a few minutes on a Sunday night. Thanks a lot, man. We'll do it again soon.
Thanks for having me.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.